We'll see them to the present day. I just have never seen one. The Overture to the Flying Dutchman, Wagner's music, the Berlin Philharmonic, was led by Lauren Mazel. Hey, it doesn't mean it's not possible, but kind of interesting. The sea can do many, many things to the imagination.
Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award and broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. So happy to be a part of the Dearborn Symphony Orchestra and sharing their exciting events as a media partner. Want to tell you about this one. It is taking place Thursday, September 12th at 6:30 p.m., and it is an intimate concert with Rich Ridenour happening at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, an exclusive evening with dinner and wine served on stage and your favorite performer. Join them for an intimate evening with Rich in his grand finale. Benefactor tickets are $200 per person or guests at $150 a person. Tickets are available online, dearbornsymphony.org, or call this number, 313-565-2424. That's 313-565-2424, and enjoy Rich Ridenour at his best.
There, I'm a fan of trumpets, and one of the great ones of modern times right now is Alison Balsam. Here she is with the English concert, Music by Handel. Translated, I Feel the Joy, music from Amadiji Degawala by Handel, and it was played by trumpeter Alison Balsam, English trumpeter, and the English concert was led by Trevor Pinnock in that recording. I do welcome you. I'm Lynn Warfel. Glad you could be here for some great classical music. This is one of those fun short pieces from a larger work. It's from Sylvia by Leo Delibes, The Procession of Bacchus with the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy.
Thank you.
The procession of Bacchus, sounding pretty, you know, rhythmical, so evidently not too much partying. They're still able to march, you know, in line and tempo. That's what I always think. It sounds awfully tidy for a bacchanal, but there you go. The procession of Bacchus from Sylvia by Leo Delibes, the Philadelphia Orchestra led by Eugene Ormandy. Well, this is a dance odyssey. It's written by Oliver Davis. The London Symphony is the group, led by Paul Bateman.
Thank you.
Dan's Odyssey by British composer Oliver Davis, who graduated from, I think, the Royal College of Music in 1995, works a lot with the London Symphony Orchestra, and that's who you heard, led by Paul Bateman. This is pianist Marc-André Hamelin to play the F major piano sonata number 12 by Mozart.
Thank you.
You know, if you didn't resolve that last chord, that last cadence, you could just hang there forever and people would be, please, play the other chord, please. That was the Piano Sonata number 12 in F, Mozart's Music, with Marc-André Hamelin. This is a Baroque ensemble that's had quite a wonderful run. They're still going strong, too. But, you know, Tafelmusik's been around since 1979. It was founded by one of their oboists, Kenneth Solway, and bassoonist Susan Graves. And then violinist Jean Lamont came along. She was music director from 1981 to 2014, had quite a fabulous run at being the music director. And she was there really, she was chief artistic advisor until they finally got another music director in Elise Citerio, who is now the new music director of Tafelmusik. They are considered outstanding. They tour all the time. If you didn't know that much about them, you can connect with them at their website, which is TafelmusikBaroqueOrchestra.com. And boy, they're touring all the time, based in Toronto. Here is Tafelmusik, led by Jean Lamont, the Orchestral Suite number 4 by Johann Sebastian Bach. TBO, the Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra, known more commonly as simply Tafelmusik, led by their longtime music director, Jean Lehmann, the Orchestral Suite No. 4 by Bach. And Tafelmusik, they tour about 12 weeks out of the year around the world. They also have a music festival that they hold, the Tafelmusik Baroque Summer Institute, to help out aspiring musicians, and just a very, very popular and extremely successful chamber music group, a core of 19 musicians. They also have developed their own choir to go along with a lot of their performances and recordings. I'm Lynn Werfel. Glad you could join me.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
And dolls, you are at the malt shop with Daddy G, and we're going back to the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeezer, and head on down to the malt shop where the jukebox is playing, the kids are dancing, and here we are back in the 50s.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum bum bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.